Next month, the Arkansas State Dental Association will hold its annual Arkansas Mission of Mercy in Springdale. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently spoke with one of the dentists participating in the free dental clinic, and he has this report.
Dwight Duckworth has been a dentist for 25 years. In his Springdale practice, he sees somewhere between 20 and 25 patients in a given day. But during the 8th annual Arkansas Mission of Mercy, exponentially more patients will move through the doors of the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center. The event's location rotates among 5 locations throughout the state each year. Dr. Duckworth is not only a dentist, but he is also the local chairman for the Springdale Mission of Mercy Clinic. He says logistics are a big concern when organizing the event.
We have to find a place to hold the event. We have to rent a whole bunch of dental chairs and dental equipment like lights and things like that, and we have to have those shipped in via trucks, and we have to coordinate the dates with graduations from high school and college and all other kinds of events so we don't get people spread too thinly.
Because the clinic's organizers expect to see about 2,200 patients during the two-day clinic, about 160 dentists and nearly 1,000 other volunteers are needed in order to make the event a success. Duckworth says that much work must be done before the first patient steps through the door on Friday, May 16th.
On Thursday, there will be forklifts unloading a lot of crates, people opening crates, setting up dental chairs, lights. We have to put plumbing inside the convention center because we have to have suction. We have to have water lines run everywhere. We have to have water, a lot of electricity. And then a number of us will be on site probably around 4:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday to make sure that we troubleshoot everything and have everything ready to roll.
He says that while the first patients are seen at around 6 o'clock in the morning, some of those patients begin lining up outside the clinic site before 4 o'clock the previous afternoon, camping out overnight to ensure they are served early in the morning.
Once they come in, they will fill out a health questionnaire, and they will go through medical triage where we'll have nurses taking blood pressures, taking vitals, checking the patients out. We'll have at least one physician, usually two or three on site, that will go through and handle any type of medical things that might be going on, like someone who has a blood sugar that's out of control or someone who has really high blood pressure. Then once they're cleared medically, they'll go through dental triage where dentists will actually sit down and talk to them and find out what their chief complaint is. And it will be our objective to address that for them.
At that point, the dentists start working on the patient. And that work isn't just limited to filling cavities or cleaning teeth.
Our chief objective is to get people out of pain. So there will be a number of extractions. So we will remove a good number of teeth over those 2 days. We will also be doing a lot of fillings. There'll be pediatric dentists there to take care of the kiddos. And there'll be hygienists there that will be cleaning teeth. So we actually offer a pretty good array of services for doing mission work.
After a patient's treatment is complete, they will receive the necessary medication at a pharmacy station and then be released to go home. Through the entire process, a lay volunteer escorts the patient through each station in the clinic. While he and other dentists are likely missing out on potential revenue from their own private practices by taking part in the two-day clinic, Duckworth says the sacrifice is an easy one to make.
The blessings that we receive as practitioners and assistants, all the volunteers receive so much more spiritually than we give. And there are a lot of people that are out there that have been in pain for months, and it falls under what we do to help people. So for us to give back to the community for a couple of days, it's a very rewarding experience spiritually for us, but more importantly, it's the right thing to do.
Last year, the Mission of Mercy was held in Arkadelphia, and in other years, the free clinic is held in Jonesboro, Little Rock, or Monticello. While he admits Northwest Arkansas as a whole may be more economically advantaged than other areas of the state, Duckworth says that the greater number of people in this area means that there are still plenty of people who need dental care, but can't normally afford it. But just because the clinic is held in Northwest Arkansas doesn't mean that this area's residents are the only ones who will show up for the event.
Last time we were up here, we saw people from 5 different states. We had some people who drove up from Dallas, Texas, to have some work done. It's just a wonderful blessing that we have to be able to help take care of people.
There are no income or eligibility requirements for patients seeking treatment during the free clinic. To date, the Arkansas Mission of Mercy has seen more than 12,000 patients who have received nearly $6 million worth of dental procedures. To be able to see more than 2,000 patients in 2 days, the Arkansas Mission of Mercy has a handful of corporate partners, such as Delta Dental of Arkansas and the Walmart Foundation, but the annual clinic is also supported by an army of volunteers. When I spoke with him last week, Duckworth said that organizers were still looking for several dentists, nurses, and lay volunteers to help staff the event. To volunteer, visit ArkansasMissionOfMercy.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.